Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Hello and welcome to Talking Wealth. This is David Thang, Global Market Strategist at Wealth Within. For listeners that have subscribed to Global Markets Insight, you will be familiar with my voice and my analysis on equity, currency, and commodity markets. Today, I will be going off course to discuss property. More specifically, I want to share with you all a number of basic but handy property research tools I use. If you had the chance to listen to my previous podcast titled Fun and Games at Property Auctions, where I shared my experiences since returning to Melbourne from London, well, thank you. If you haven't, feel free to listen at your leisure. Having grown up on the West, my wife, on the other hand, grew up on the East. So you could imagine the ongoing debate on where to buy our next property to reside and, of course, start our family. My main argument on living on the West would be the fact that it is certainly a lot more affordable and close to my side of the family. Now, aren't I being a little selfish? After hours and hours of research and verbal battles, we decided on looking for a property on the East. The reasons are as follows. Number one, infrastructure is abundant and continued developments will likely far outweigh those proposed on the West. Put simply, traveling to and from the city is also much easier as there are more options whether it is via public transport or in the car. 2. There are a lot more avenues available when consider shopping, cafes and lifestyle strips. And lastly, point 3, the bulk of private schools are also found on the East. Thus, considering all the above, it will be highly probable that property on the East will likely continue to be worth far more than the West and also appreciate faster during property cycle growth. Conclusively, I lost the battle. The next step was to select a suburb. Take, for example, Mount Albert North in Melbourne. The first thing I analysed is the dollar value of land per square metre. This is actually quite a simple calculation. If you have a pen and paper handy, you might want to take this down. You take the price of the property and divide that by the land size in square meters or meters squared. This calculation will give you the dollar value of land per square meter. For example, a house which is advertised for $846,000 on a 590 meter squared block would equate to roughly $1,434 per square meter. Our aim here is to calculate an average. Therefore, I would recommend obtaining the last 10 to 20 sold properties in the area to obtain a meaningful average. I would highly recommend doing this in Microsoft Excel. If you're wondering if domain or realestate.com.au provide this type of information, then the answer is a no. If you're wondering if you have to pay for this type of information, then yes, you could. Positively, there is a website which provides you with the latest sell prices in almost all suburbs of Australia. And best of all, is free of charge. Now, am I getting you excited? Once again, please take out your pen and paper and write this down. The website is www.house.k4king.sforsam.oforange.uforumbrella.c4china.nfornelly. That's right, not .com.au, but .cn, which indicates that the website is actually from China. Now, with an influx of Chinese property investors interested in our Australian property market, I'm quite certain that they are using this website as part of their research. The data on this site goes back to roughly about 4 years, which is sufficient for our purpose. The website is very easy to use, and the look and feel is actually quite similar to Google and realestate.com.au. Just type in a suburb that you are interested in and hit the search button. This will list all the recently sold properties in the area, or you can type in a specific address. At this stage, the procedure is as follows. Step 1. Open your Excel spreadsheet. This should have the formula to calculate the dollar value per square meter. Step 2. Go to the website www.house.ksou.cn. Step 3. Type in your desired suburb for research of recent sold properties. Step 4. Enter the sold price and land size of the last 10 to 20 properties into your Excel spreadsheet. Step 5. Calculate the average dollar value per square meter of land on the 10 or 20 properties you have selected. Step 6. From the calculated averages, separate this list further into houses, units, and townhouses. Also make additional notes along the way. Was the property new or close to being new? You will notice that new townhouses or recently renovated properties fetch higher dollar values per square meter, simply due to the fact that people are willing to pay more for new properties or highly furnished properties. Once you have completed all the steps, you will have a much better gauge of the average dollar value per square meter of a certain property in a particular suburb, which will most certainly assist you on your next property search. At times, you will run into situations where land size information isn't available. If you're looking for a property in Victoria, there is a handy website which allows you to calculate the approximate land size. Once again, please take out your pen and paper and take this down. The website is https://services.land.vic.gov.au/maps/interactive.jsp. Once you are on the website, type in the address on the left-hand side of the website and select the search button. A map of the area will display, and the selected property is also highlighted in black. The next step is to go to the icons on the top left of the screen and select the icon with a boot and ruler. Once you select this icon with your mouse, you will need to click on the edges of the property. Now imagine drawing the outline of the block. Once you have clicked on each corner of the block, the website will calculate the approximate land size of the property in square meters. You can then use this figure as part of your calculation. This website is available for properties in Victoria. However, each state would have something similar. Finally, if you're after mortgage or finance calculators, such as how much can you borrow, or what your repayments will be to how much stamp duty you're required to pay, you can find these on our website at www.wealthwithin.com.au/finance/finance-calculators/. I hope that you have found this basic but handy property research tools podcast useful. Thanks for listening. I'm David Thang, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.